And again, I want to thank Daniel Edelman once again for joining us this morning here on Fox Sports On the Road, as we wish him and the New York Red Bulls a lot of luck here in the 2023 season. Now, if you are a New York Met fan, if you are a baseball fan in general, you have to be shaken by what happened the other day at the World Baseball Classic as Edwin Diaz suffers a torn patellar tendon in his right knee and is now lost for the entire season. This coming in a situation where he is celebrating a victory for Team Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic, a game they won 5-2 over the Dominican Republic. And while I respect and understand where players are coming from who say that this is about national pride, who want to go out there and play for their country, or at least have their country on the front of their jersey and a chance to play with fellow countrymen, I totally understand that and respect that and have no qualms on any player who wants to play in such a tournament. I totally understand that. But the fact is this. I've always had an issue with the World Baseball Classic from the standpoint that it's played once every 3 years in the month of March. The month of March is supposed to be a time when baseball players congregate in spring training with their respective teams that they play for, that they are paid to play for in Major League Baseball, to get ready for a season. Some guys, most players, hadn't played in a game since September, October, so for 3 or 4 months. And yes, I understand that players are much more better conditioned and work out throughout the offseason than they've ever been before. I totally understand that. My issue with the World Baseball Classic has been the fact that the month of March should be about team building. And you can't have team building, let's just say if you're the Mets or if you are the Yankees, when you have a number of your key stars filtered all over not just the country, but even in some cases the entire planet for that matter, participating in the World Baseball Classic, and you as a team, as an organization, have really no control over what happens. Nothing. So there was always the potential that there could be, at some point, a catastrophic injury that would take out a team's season, take out a player from that team for a large chunk of the season. And I understand, again, that injuries happen. They can happen anywhere. I understand the injury getting injured during a celebration is a freak injury. But the fact is, that gets maximized when you have a team trying to get ready. You have 30 teams trying to get ready for a Major League season. So the fact that the World Baseball Classic happens in March is a problem. I can't imagine a single owner out there in baseball right now that is pleased by having their star players play in an intense playoff-like atmosphere in the month of March when you're just trying to get the season started. I think it has no choice but to be revisited. And this is not to say that it should never happen, that the tournament should never happen. Look, I have no problem with the tournament. It looks great on television. You see these packed stadiums. Everyone is into it. You see all these countries are into it. The players love playing it. I'm all for it. But have it in November. Play it in November. You have teams that hadn't played, let's just say the Major League season ends usually the end of September, first day in October, that haven't played in a month. Some cases for teams that haven't played in 2 or 3 weeks. So those players have an opportunity. Yes, I understand they've gone through the grueling stretch of 162-game season, but they've had some time to rest and get ready for a World Baseball Classic. And I also feel if you play the World Baseball Classic in November, you give baseball a more focused showcase. Here, the attention for fans, at least in the United States anyway, is on getting ready for the season, getting ready for spring training. What does my team look like in spring training? How do my Mets look like? How do my Yankees look like? In November, yes, maybe the attention is on football and maybe start a basketball season, but this is an opportunity to turn the World Baseball Classic, if you played in November, into a true showcase. Not just the best talent in Major League Baseball, but also an opportunity for free agent players, players in the minor leagues. And keep in mind, minor league seasons usually end in mid-September, even early September if you're an indie ball, to showcase those players, showcase an opportunity to showcase players who maybe haven't got an opportunity to get a minor league or even major league contract, and you get to showcase those players. It becomes more of a free agent showcase and an all-star showcase in that standpoint in November. It makes so much more sense doing it that way, and it opens up the possibilities for players to show off their talents to other teams that, in March, Maybe they're not thinking about that. Maybe the focus is more on the guys they have in camp already. So move the World Baseball Classic into November. Avoid another tragedy, as another disaster, as we've seen here with Edwin Diaz, where he goes down and is now lost for the season. The Mets now have to scramble to find another reliever. Obviously, Dave Robertson and Adam Ottavino have closed before. They will be sharing the closing duties now, but the Mets are going to have to go out there and spend money and probably minor league talent to find somebody else on some other team to replace Edwin Diaz. That's an unfortunate thing. $102 million contract Edwin Diaz has, and for the Mets, from the standpoint of the Mets, $375 million they have on a payroll for a team that is expected to be a playoff team, and none of their infielders are at training camp right now. They're all in the World Baseball Classic. There's a reason why Max Scherzer said, I can't get ramped up to play at such a high level for a World Baseball Classic. That's why he didn't go. Brandon Nimmo saying simply, I want to focus on being here for my team. I have to be here for my team first. Aaron Judge didn't go to the World Baseball Classic this year because he felt, look, he just signed a monster contract with the Yankees, and he understands his responsibility. Yankees didn't even want Luis Severino to go because of his history injury. So it just is the timing of the Classic is wrong. The intent to have a tournament that has an international flair and can get all different countries involved is a great idea, but it's just such horrible timing. It's time to move it. One last thing here before we go. Aaron Rodgers, his intent to play for the Jets. Packers and the Jets right now in the negotiation battles, that's what the issue has been. Has not been Aaron Rodgers' reluctance or consideration of retirement. He wants to come play for the Jets. He wants to keep playing. It's now up to the compensation package. Just get it done. Get it done and get it over with. We've been hearing different reports, conflicting reports. Some say they're close. Some say they're not close. Get it done. It helps for both. It benefits both sides. The Jets get their quarterback and Aaron Rodgers for this year, and the Packers can move on with Jordan Love. Just get it done. That's all you have to do. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening here to Fox Sports On Road. I again want to thank Daniel Edelman of the New York Red Bulls for joining us this morning as well. Stick around, follow us here on the social media at Fox Sports NJ on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Open Mike NJ. We got the Silver Boys podcast coming up next, and we'll talk to you next time.